Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shan. How may I help you?
Hi. Where am I calling?
We're a third-party call center that represent over 100 online vendors.
Okay. I'm not sure, but you guys took a payment out of my account for $68. And I know nothing about this.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. May I start by getting your zip code?
No. 500-548.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Danielle Edwards.
Go. You said it, Danielle?
Yes.
Edwards.
I'm on the phone. Stop. You can wait a second. I'm on the phone. Stop.
You said the zip code 50048.
Yes, that's my address.
Okay. And do you go by any other name, Ms. Edwards?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you go by any other name besides Danielle?
No, Danielle Edwards.
Can you verify your address?
My address is 102 West Grant Street, Casey, Iowa. Okay. Did someone hack my card?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm trying to see if I'm able to locate in the account the information you provided me with.
Okay. Yeah, because there was a $68 and some odd change payment taken out.
And you said Danielle, Danielle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. Could it be under Michael? Is it under my husband, maybe?
Michael Edwards?
Yes.
And then M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
And what's that charge amount for? $68?
It was like 68 and some odd change. It was like 57 change, 57, I think.
Okay, I'm still trying to see if I'm able to locate an account up on that information. May I have your telephone number? 515-715-8235.
Yes.
No, that's not putting up anything either. Let me see if I can search it with your email address.
Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, 817@gmail.com. Maybe look by the card number. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah, I can try that. I can. The first six digits and the last four digits.
Okay. Let me get me my cards here. So you need the first six?
Yes, ma'am. The first six digits.
5511 6847.
And the last four digits.
3639.
Okay, so you say the first six digits is 5511 6847.
4 7.
5511 47.
Two,
I just.
four, oh, I'm sorry, I miscounted. 5511 6 8.
And the last four digits 6839.
3639.
Yeah, 3639. Okay, so the information you provided me with, even with that card number, it's not pulling up anything in our system. It may be another company that might be charging you.
It provided me with this number.
Yeah, with that, the your first and last name, with your telephone number, your zip code, your email address, even with that card number, it's nothing pulling up in our system. What I can only advise you to do is try to contact your bank to see exactly where the charges are coming from. And we'll be more than happy to assist you with looking at the charges and see what you've been charged for. But unfortunately, I'm not able to pull up any account based off the information you provided me with.
Okay. So if the bank comes back and tells me it's this number and whatnot,
you can have, the bank contact us, and then we can check and see what the charges are for and what you're being charged for.
Okay. Well, it did also have a something about music attached to it. Does that help at all?
You said a what attached to it?
Yeah, it had your phone number, and then I can't think of the other word, and then it had music at the end.
Yeah, no, ma'am, because the only, we can try to search you with an order ID, but you don't even know, what's probably was ordered or anything. So,
uh-huh.
The only other way that we can try to locate it is having you contact your bank to see exactly what is being charged, and then you can have your bank call back. You don't even have to be on the line, and we can actually see what the charges are for.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that'll be it.
All right, well, thanks for calling customer support. Please enjoy the remainder of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right, goodbye.